I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Augusta's state-funded $100 million cyber center opened its doors last night. The new five-story structure is the first of two in the planned 332,000-square-foot riverfront complex. It houses classrooms, training facilities, and a 4,000-seat auditorium for academic offerings from Augusta Technical College and Augusta University on the first two floors, an incubator for cyber tech startups, and a high-security Georgia Bureau of Investigations crime lab are on the floors above that. Other cyber-related businesses and government entities are also leasing space. Georgia election officials are working to secure a $10 million federal grant to upgrade the state's voting system. The AJC reports State Elections Director Chris Harvey has sent a letter to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission requesting the grant. The letter outlines how the money could be spent, including buying secure voting machines that produce a voter-verifiable paper ballot and cybersecurity centers for all of Georgia's county election offices. Georgia's voting system has been criticized for having outdated machines that are vulnerable to hacks. Fulton County property owners are bracing themselves for higher tax bills this fall. Property values increased by an average of 13% last year, but commissioners voted to freeze them at 2016 levels for tax purposes. Now, according to the AJC, those property values have grown an additional 11% in Atlanta and 19% in the rest of the county. The county does have the option of reducing tax rates in order to lower the amount property owners must pay, but that hasn't happened yet. Kingsland residents packed a city council meeting Monday night to ask for a response from city officials after a police officer shot and killed an unarmed black man. Officer Zachariah Presley is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of Tony Marcel Green. Mayor Ken Smith says city officials were instructed not to comment on the ongoing investigation. And a new report says Georgia's most restrictive solitary confinement facility deprives prisoners of basic human needs and risks causing psychological harm. The report by Professor Craig Haney was unsealed yesterday as part of a challenge to the conditions in the Special Management Unit of the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Jackson. Haney has toured maximum security prisons in roughly two dozen states and writes that the Georgia unit is, quote, one of the harshest and most draconian he's ever seen. Lawyers for current and former prisoners in the unit are asking a judge to order prison officials to improve conditions immediately. The state says prisoners haven't been deprived of any rights protected by state or federal law. In sports, the Atlanta Braves lost to the Toronto Blue Jays last night by a score of 6-2. The Braves gave up five runs in the eighth inning after leading the game early on. Atlanta looks to bounce back against the Blue Jays tonight at 7:30. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.